Hello, I'm Izawellen, and this is Izawellen Writes Grown Up Storytime live stream. This is a pop-up unplanned event because I have not been very good about my podcasting this month, not as good as I had hoped to be. Let me turn the music off here. So the reason I'm doing live is because it's so much easier just to hit the upload button. I don't have to do it and record the session. I don't have to add my intro music. It just makes things so much easier for a woman who just grabbed her son's microphone out of nowhere and is just flying by the seat of her pants with just pretty much everything I do in life. Oh my gosh. Last night I was in a mood. Raise your hand if you get in a mood. Come on, I see you out there. And I decided to Google memes. Is it just me, or the older you get, do you more recognize your star sign meme? I mean, does it like represent you better? My mom always said you're born on the cusp. I have no idea what cusp. What does that mean? Do you know? Are you into this kind of stuff? Because I don't have a clue. You're born on the cusp. Like, was I born at midnight? What? I don't. But my birthday falls right on the day, the end of the Cancer days and the beginning of the Leo days. And I've always noticed that I've had a little bit of traits about both. But I was looking at the memes and I'm like, for both of them, and for the most part, I mean, yes, let's be honest, some of the Cancer things do represent me a little bit more than the Leo, but the Leo is all like, it's all about me. And the Cancer's like, oh, it's all about you, but really it's all about me. So I was groaning to myself at some of the things that were in the memes. And I shared them on Twitter. If you don't follow me on Twitter, I am not there as much as I used to be. But you can follow me at Izawellen. You can find me on Facebook under Izawellen Writes. You can find my website, izawellen.com. writes.blogspot.com. I am pretty much all over the internet. You just need to Google me. I have this internet philosophy. Am I saying it right? I don't have Zane here, who's my awesome often co-host. My friend Zane, he is like playing video games. Okay. So I'm like, let's podcast. And he's like, no, I'm playing video games. I'm like, you'd rather do that? Apparently it's a thing. And Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. Can you believe it? Do you hurt for me? Yeah. He'd rather do all of that than podcast with me. So anyways, here I am. And I wanted to talk about who I am and do this podcast because I'm going to share it on Facebook. Omegaverse romance. I like Omegaverse. Omegaverse is like a genre / trope / kink. As I drop my microphone, I'm hoping you can hear me okay, but my sound is a little bit off in my ears and that always bugs me. Sometimes stuff just happens. I moved my gear a little bit. Now the sound is crazy with the computer and I'm mildly annoyed. And then I was messing with some of the other settings, trying to set up Zoom and Bluetooth, and everything looks right, but I'm hoping you can hear me. Can Papa, can you hear me? Is that right? I haven't heard that song for like ever. Okay. I am Googling the Goodreads Omegaverse list. Omega. How do you spell that? Writers, are we like doctors? The more you write, the worse you spell. Can I get a like shout out or something, or a yes, sister, or a hey man, I hear you, because my spelling, and the more I write, the worse it gets, the more typos I have. You're supposed to improve, right? I thought practice, improvement, all of that. Ha! Lies. Lies. OMEGABERSE. Goodreads Megaverse list. I want to see how many books are on the Goodreads. People, there are almost 200 a Megaverse, male, female, men and women books on the Megaverse romance book on Goodreads. Just so you know, almost a year ago, I came across this list after reading some Addison Cain. If you don't know, if you love Megaverse and you've never read Addison Cain, I don't know who you are. I mean, there are some biggies in the verse. There are some writers that have just been writing it since the beginning, and they write it so fantastically well. Addison Cain, Zoe Ellis, and Nora Ashe. All fantastic, amazing writers. Lillian Sable, we're all writing it before I was. But what is incredible is that my book, Choosing Her Alpha, has almost 1,955 ratings. 28 people voted for my book. Are you kidding me? It's number 10 on the list. Does it make me happy? Yes, it makes me happy. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm alone and I'm podcasting and I'm just talking to you like we're having circle time and I'm a little nutty. So, Omegaverse books, when I first started, there were less than 90. There were less than 90, but still there were some, amazing authors. I want to recommend L.V. Lane, who does kind of a science fiction, almost military bent. Her Controller series is hot, amazingly awesome. I Obviously, the ones I said, Zoe Ellis, Nora Ashe, Addison Cain, Lillian Sable, you cannot go wrong. There are some books, lots of books now that I have not read. Carolyn Faulkner, who has been doing these kind of, how do I want to describe her men? Her men are always very dominant, anyways, and she writes kind of BDSM, daddy dom kind of things. What is so funny, this is something we're going to talk about in a minute, some just kind of crossovers. Melania Jacks, who I have read most of her Alpha Horde series and I loved. Oh my goodness, Alexandra Ray, who I first saw. She was one of the first books I had read on Wattpad. After I had exhausted all my Megaverse, all my Addison Cain, and some of the Addison Cain books, I have to tell you, I'm just going to admit, I didn't like their endings very much. A little bit of cliffhanger. But and so it leaves you just desperate for more, right? I mean, maybe there's a reason for that, but it just reads you, oh, I just gotta have more on Megaverse. I just love this. So you end up over on looking on free sites like Wattpad and Ink. There's a couple where they pop up. There's some great fan fiction, Omegaverse, some really, I mean, mind-blowingly well-written fan fiction, just the details in it that goes with the universe, as well as the quality of the writing is just like, I'm like, why are you writing this? Write your own, do your own twist, change the names, do something, make it yours, write characters that are yours because you're a fantastic writer. You just love it that much. I don't know, but you could sell books. You can't when it's fan fiction, right? Who else? So way at the top, these authors that I mentioned are all the ones at the top of the list. Then you have Meryl Pierce, December. December is a tearjerker book. Meryl is a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic writer. She has one of the best reviewed stories in the Omegaverse anthology that I took part in. I'm just like, Omegaverse, 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 and Lorelei. Who is not okay? She's on the list. She's number 44. Coyotes Make. Lorelei really isn't Omegaverse, but Coyotes Mate. And there's another coyote book that she did, and her breeds in general. And yes, breeds. Does she have breeds? Does Isawellan have breeds? Yes, I do. Are they a little bit alike? I'm not going to lie. They are a little bit alike, but they're set in different worlds. There are a lot of different traits that are very different because I very much adhere to the Omegaverse tropes, and she very much adheres to a kind of Dom sub. And then she just has this style of writing, Lorelei, creating tension between characters that sometimes it's fantastic. She does it and you're just like, oh my gosh, they just belong to each other. Why can't they see that? And other times it's like, oh my gosh, skip this page. Can they just get, come on, skip it. Oh, this woman's driving me crazy. Just me. But anyways, Lorelei was the first one who did. She has all these breeds and she has lion breeds. She has, and I don't. That's another thing. My characters may be genetically influenced like hers are, but mine are not. There are no lion breeds. There are no tiger breeds. There are no coyote breeds. There are no wolf breeds. There are no, there's no delineation between, and Luron Donaher also does a kind of thing like that. I don't. I have one and they're alphas and omegas. And yes, they were created in labs and they're, how they got there is a little bit Lorelei-ish and a little bit, you know, Nora Ash-ish and a little bit, you know, there's no original idea under the sun. I didn't steal their ideas. I just played off their trope. It's a trope, right? The super soldier DNA altered is a trope. And that trope, actually, it's not just, it's like Resident Evil. Isn't Resident Evil the Umbrella Corp? They played with the DNA of things. And that's how the, something, you know, it's a, the super soldier is a is its own trope. And nobody can copyright that. And so I played off that. And with the my Omegaverse. Anyway, so many books. Okay, people. What is Omegaverse? Of course, Eve Dresden. Oh my gosh. I love the way Eve writes. She's got this, she writes a little bit like she uses big words. I love the big words. Soul Deep is the other Lorelei. It's on the list. I just passed it. Eve uses the big words and she kind of coined this phrase, this rock slide gravel voice that she puts in her. And I'm like, oh man, Eve, that's perfect. You just, but she's, and see, I'm not going to plagiarize her, but you know, the description is so perfect. Big man, rough man, alpha. He's got this rock slide voice and it's just, oh, and she just uses the big words and she writes beautifully. And then she puts her Omega women in these tortured, agonizing, oh, again, I'm gonna die. She puts her heroines up a tree and she doesn't just throw rocks at them. Oh my, she just like lobs hand grenades. Let's see how much you can survive, you know. But she's a fantastic writer. You should check her out, especially if you like angsty, painful books. She's got lots out here. Raven, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Raven London, Alpha Lost, and she's got some books coming out. Of course, MD Pentacles, and she came out with her name. If you've heard, do you know who MD Pentacles is? She is Myrna Danvers. Do you know who Myrna Danvers is? Go look at her book. She has a lot of very angsty, dark books. So I'm just naming some. There are a lot of new names as you go down the list, lower down the list. Of course, there's Leanne Ryans, who I adore. I love her kind of alpha barbarian books. They're just kind of medievalish. So fun. So cool. 200 male, female. MF. Okay, so why are there only 200? Because mostly Omegaverse books are often, if you wanted to look up male-male or gay or male pregnancy books, there are tons and tons of fan fiction. So many hundreds on Amazon. And, so many. Lots of great authors, Penelope Woods, Rebel Carter, My Alpha Mr. Darcy. I read that. That's not too bad of a book. Some really, really great books. Ooh, so many books. So many books, so little time. I'm so behind. Has Eve Shale finished her book yet? I don't think she has. She's a Wattpad writer and she has a fantastic, amazing story. So I've just been looking at the Goodreads here, kind of running through authors, telling you a little bit my history. Let me tell you about Omegaverse. Okay, are you ready? What is male, female Omegaverse? Why is it different from the Well, it's obviously different from the Mpreg, male pregnancy, because it's just a man and a woman. How is it different from werewolf Omegaverse? Well, there's no shifters, and they really don't, they might hang out in groups. They might have social groups that include ruling a kingdom and a king and a queen or a leader, a captain who might be, the biggest alpha, but they don't necessarily have packs. And lieutenants and seconds and things like that. They don't, it, I kind of, when I'm writing, I think about that a little bit, but I'm not writing it from a werewolf pack perspective. It's from a organizing an army perspective. And there's usually a second and a third, and somebody does this and somebody does that. And they work together and they create a team. And the big boss is the big boss, and he's the one that throws everybody down. So Omegaverse is a primal human. A man who's usually strong, masculine, muscular. Can you have a fat alpha? You can, but how can he be an alpha? The alphas are like testosterone driven, active, dominant in every way, shape, or form. And so him being fat and lazy kind of goes against type, right? He's usually big. Can he be small? Absolutely. He can be any size that really, but he's got to be strong. If he's not, because that's part of being the alpha, being having the confidence. What are some other physical traits? Alpha have a knot in their cock. I said it there. I'm just put it out there into the universe. It's out there in the universe now. Oh, hey, Quincy. Are you still here? Can you hear me? As I am talking about, I was looking at my Omegaverse Goodreads. I put it in the out there in the universe that alphas have a cock. Oh, he's not here. Maybe he couldn't hear me. I'm hoping you can hear me. If I'm talking and you guys can't hear me, I'm gonna like weep. I'm just gonna cry into my microphone. Anyways, so alphas have a knot on their cock. What's a knot? It's like a bulge. It's like a round swelling. You've got the regular head of the cock, and then you've got this bulge at the end of the cock, right above the testicles, and it goes into the lady bits, and then it swells and they are locked in place. That is very werewolfy. That is very Lorelei, which is the first place I ever read that. And I like the idea of the long-term snuggle. I like the idea of the way they have to, they bond there. It just creates situations that, in that I find fascinating and hot and steamy and emotional. And I'm just not done yet writing about it. So alphas have a knot. That's a pretty distinct things they can always do, there's different things that alpha, depending on who the writer is, that relationship between the alpha and omega can be different. Every writer creates their own laws, their own boundaries, but there are certain things. Alphas have a growl. The growl forces arousal in the omega, the female. I assume it works the same way in male mpreg. The alphas also have a purr, and the purr also can force arousal, but it relaxes. It's the opposite. It's like the endorphin kick in. It's the growl can actually, in some books, Addison Cain's, she does this primal thing so well, so naturally, so brilliantly. I mean, she kind of set the bar really hard for most writers so that you know the notes that you hit. Omegas have a nest. Omegas have a slick. What is their slick? Oh my gosh, what is their slick? It's her arousal fluid, only it's greater than average, like dripping down her thighs, greater than average, thicker, different, heavier, smelly. It's a slick. It totally didn't. It's so funny because I've seen that word in so many different places now. I think you have to be some kind of enhanced creature to have that much liquid come out of you. Males also, they're pre-cum and they're, I mean, this is a messy sex, a megaverse. And it's really, you've got the dominant. Okay, so in my title, I put BDSM. Why? Because the more I write it, the more I discover, and I don't know if other people have done research, I don't know, the more I see relationships between the dominant and the submissive in the dominant submissive, or the daddy dom and the baby girl. For me, some of my writing came with just reading lots of books. I've talked about this. I love the Bodice Rippers. I've got 20 years of reading Bodice Rippers, and men were men and women were women. They may have been sassy. They may have had swords, but you get the right man with the right woman and he is irresistible. And that is so much a megaverse, but it is also a part of the BDSM dynamic, the dominant submissive. And it fascinates me. I didn't know. Okay. Like, I'm just writing, la da da, reading the books, la da da. And then I'm on Twitter and I'm spending more time in a community that is a little bit, you know, there are people that in their Twitter handles, they'll be like, I'm a submissive. I'm a baby girl. I'm a daddy. I'm a dom. I'm a gentleman dom. I'm in control. And I will, you know, they put it in their profiles, and they interact as that character, as that aspect of themselves, heavily. And whether they are, I don't know what they are like in real life, but that's who they are on Twitter. And the more you talk to them, there's some interactions and it's really interesting and you get different people. And what's really interesting is when you get men who are maybe somewhere in the erotica profiles, they do, they write erotica, or they just interact in some of these threads or something, but they're like all normal. And then you talk to them and you're like, oh, wow, you're a dominant, aren't you? I've never met anybody like you before, but you kind of remind me of the characters in my books. What is this? So that's kind of why I put that in the title. The Omegaverse, there is something in, and then you'll also see this in a lot of dark romance. You know, you've got your mafia boss, you've got your Russian hired killer, you've got your, oh, what are some of the others? Your construction worker, you've got your, there's so many others, I mean, just in the contemporary, that are so very much dominant. And then the woman, either she knows she's a submissive, or she is and she doesn't, but that's the chemistry between the two characters. There's a lot, I imagine, in the lifestyle, as I've done a tiny bit of research, teeny, teeny, tiny. It is not very monogamous. You know that song? Yeah, I almost went there. Monogamous. I was reading a book, I should find the reference, the author, and she also has a website. She's on Kindle, and she had Kindle Unlimited books. And I was looking at the books, and she was talking about, somebody wrote her a letter saying, where can I find a dominant who wants to be exclusive? And I'm like, and the author writes back, well, it is a thing. Lots of dominants want kind of a harem, or they want one or two slaves, or they want, you know, it's a thing. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't, because I'm not into that. I just read books. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of a turn off. Speaking of, have you ever done that test? There's a bondage. You can look it up. BDSM, just Google it. There are a couple of them, but they're kind of the same, to see what some of it is like, would you ever with this person or with that? No. Would you ever let somebody? No. Would you ever? No. No, I don't want anybody else the bedroom. No, I don't write about it in romance. I don't do reverse harems. Well, Isabella, you had a harem in your first book. Yes, I did. It was an alpha harem, just like I'm telling you about now, but it was a consensual contract agreement for sex without romance so the alpha could work off his alpha-ish aggression. Is that a thing in your books, Isabella? Yes, because the men are men. And they have a high sex drive, and they've got to do something with their high sex drive. And if you're an honorable man, but you're not wanting to get into a bond, then you're going to enter into a contract with a woman. That's how that works. That's how I do that. Or in my new book, if you are an honorable man, but you don't know you are an honorable man, you just go nuts and go crazy, and your aggression takes over your life, and it makes you mad. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get the book, which reminds me, dun, da, 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 da. My next book has a publication date, August 22nd. You can buy Her Broken Alpha. Her Broken Alpha is not Merrick's book. The alpha in that book is the brother of the of Constantine Kane. It is black sheep of the family. Another one. Their dad was a piece of work. You know, there's ramifications of that. And their mom was pretty stubborn too. She does not get off. She rejected him. He wanted her. She didn't want him. And oh my goodness, it caused problems. Can you imagine that? Does that happen? I have actual angsty real life drama in some of my characters' lives. I say that low because I don't want anybody to hear, you know, because I like the fluff. I'm just going to admit it. I prefer fluff. So I'm going to finish this up. I've talked a little bit about Megaverse, what it is. It's non-shifter. It's got dynamics. Alphas are bossies. Omegas are submissives. Bossies. They're bossy. Omegas are submissives, and betas, what are betas? Are betas normal humans in your books, Isolde? No, they're still breed. They're genetically enhanced. They are not human. Humans are drones. Why are they called drones? Because they are the worker bees. They are the worker bugs, and that's their role. That's what they do. They're humans, and they've been regulated in trying to save themselves. They have been regulated to a working class slave labor. I said it. Do you deal with the issue of slavery as well? A little bit. I do a little bit. There is some actual racism stuff happening in my book, which kind of, it doesn't really mirror real life. It's a lot different. But the prejudices, I think, the way people respond to things have been some themes lately. And, you know, fear-based responses. Yeah, that's in there. Gosh, Isabella. Look at me talking to myself in first person. This is what happens when you don't have a co-host. Oh my gosh. I'm going to finish this up really quick. I wanted to tell you, if you are listening to this, I'm going to have some guests. There will be guests. And one other reason why I did the BDSM is because Stefan at SWL, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, photography, and Shelly, his collared owned one, his submissive, they're going to be coming on for an interview. And Stefan does some amazing artistic photography that is, Zane and I actually talked about it in the lot because I've written poetry for it. It is blatantly raw and painfully beautiful to me. And yes, it's nudity and it's graphic and it's right there in your face, but it's so intimate the way he gets his camera in there. I'm sure other people, I don't know. I've never, the intimacy of it, of being invited into that photographic moment. And I can't imagine what's actually happening. Are they laughing the whole time this happens? Is there some kind of, I'm going to ask, because Shelley had some pretty intimate photographs taken of her recently. And so I'm curious as to, you know, the fantasy versus reality of the photos. But they're coming on and I get to interview them. And then Seven of Night has agreed to come on with his, oh my goodness, you should follow him on Facebook. He's a ton of fun. He's really hilarious. He's always growling or purling. And he's pretty dang sexy too. He's a good friend. He's a great guy. And his poetry is very hot. And he also writes for with me. And I'm going to make that announcement, I think, but not now. I think I need to talk about that a little later. Anyways, so this is just an update. What is the Megaverse Bromance? I got some of that in there. The correlation with bondage, BDSM, erotic romance. I didn't really touch on that. But obviously, if I'm writing about kinks, that's erotic. And the erotic photography, I touched on that. What's next? I had said that I was going to stop podcasting, and I am. That is still a goal of me, but of mine, and I am winding down. Obviously, I have disappeared for weeks. What have you been doing? I've been editing and stuff. And writing poetry and stuff. And I am winding down, I think, the podcast. It really depends on you. If you have enjoyed the podcast, send me an email, isawellen.writes@gmail.com. Leave me a comment. Let me know that this has been important to you, that you have laughed with me, that you've enjoyed the stories, that you want me to continue reading Caught, because yes, I am working on it, and I have a new working title. I think it's called Caught Befriending Balance is the new title, because there are lots of Caught books on Amazon. If you want me to keep doing this, give me some feedback to let me know. I had over 3,000 downloads suddenly. I went from 300 to 3,000. I don't know what happened. But somebody listened somewhere. Yeah, so if you want me to keep doing this, I need some feedback. The other thing is, you know, I have a TikTok. Why? I don't know. But if you want to see me talking about a Megaverse, you can find me. And guess what? I'm under Isawellen. That's right. I also, there are a couple other little fun apps that are audio related that I'm playing with that I, you know, I think I like gadgets. No, I just like new ways of reaching people and connecting with you. So if you know a way, where are all the readers hanging out other than Facebook? If you know and you want to tell me so I could like go there and talk to you and interact with you, I would love that. Okay, that is all. I hope you could hear this. I'm going to have to hit the replay. Good Lord. Thanks a lot, everybody. Your story is important. You are important. You are valuable. Your time is valuable. I hope you're doing okay in these hard, hard times. You know, you can always pick up a book to escape from this world into a next and get caught up in some romance and some fantasy for a while. It helps me so much. Have a great day. Thank you so much.